Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, Izzy Clark here. This week we've sorted a solution to this question.
Hi, this is Chani Sakharin from Israel. My socks never stay together in the wash. One always disappears. Is there a scientific explanation for where those socks go? And why are they so unhappy in monogamous relationships?
I can completely relate. I'm particularly bad at losing socks. And even if a matching pair make it to the washing machine, I'm often only left with one after a spin. But why? On the Naked Scientist forum, Chiral SPO says, "Personally, I blame entropy. That's when, over time, a system becomes more disordered." Whilst Colin 2B says, "It's well known that in the presence of washing powder in a controlled environment, a pair of socks will decay into a single sock and a lump of fluff." Over to Rob Easterway, mathematician and author of How Many Socks Make a Pair.
The reason why socks disappear is down to the scientific principle known as Murphy's Law. Essentially, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. It turns out that it's statistically likely that even if you start with socks in pairs, you will lose some and end up with numerous odd socks. Let's suppose you have four pairs of socks, red, blue, green and white. And let's also assume that every time you wash your socks, the machine randomly loses one of them.
This actually happens. Our washing machines are also sock-munching monsters. Small items can slip through that thick rubber ring that creates a tight seal when the front door closes. But let's get back to Rob to crunch the numbers.
Given that you start with four pairs, the first sock that the machine loses, let's say it's a red sock, is 100% certain to leave you with an odd sock. Now you have seven socks left, that means that six of the seven remaining socks are in a pair, so there's a 6 in 7 chance that the next sock that's lost will form an odd sock.
So already, after two washes, there's an 85% chance that you've created two odd socks. And it goes on.
After the third wash, with four of the six remaining socks still in a pair, there's a 4 out of 6, or 2/3 chance, that this third lost sock will also create an odd sock. In other words, after three washes, there's a higher than 50% chance that you'll now have three odd socks. The more different pairs of socks you start with, the higher the odds of producing odd socks becomes.
Luckily, Rob has a tip for solving this problem and fighting the odds.
Always buy socks that are one colour. You'll still lose socks at the same rate, but this time you won't notice it's happening.
Oh, that'll solve it. Thanks, Rob. Next time, we're digging for an answer to Aidan's glowing question.
Hi, this is Aidan from Portland, Oregon, and here's my question. I've heard that consuming orange carrots in high excess can turn your skin orange because of the beta carotene. But what about purple carrots?
So can you help that colourful conundrum? Email your vegetable-inspired musings to chris@thenakedscientist.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @NakedScientist. Or join in the debate on our forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum. Until next time, it's goodbye from me and the rest of the Naked Scientist team.